Please bow head and pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence afternoon Sabbath worship.
奉主圣名，我们开始下午的安息日聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 283.
请唱诗283首。
283.
283首。
And pray together, ask God to guide us.
让我们同学跪下祷告，求主带领我们的聚会。
Please kneel down and pray together. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence afternoon service.
奉主圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
Listen to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So we know that Jesus Christ told the disciple to stay in Jerusalem.
所以耶稣基督叫门徒留在耶路撒冷。
Only in Jerusalem, when they pray, the Holy Spirit will come upon them.
那么他们要在耶路撒冷祷告，直到圣灵降临。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, they will receive power from above.
当圣灵降在他们身上的时候，他们就必得着能力。
And only then they can go and witnesses for our Lord Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
也只有这样子，他们才能够从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，为他做见证。
So for us nowadays.
同样对我们来说，
if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果我们没有被圣灵充满的话，
then for sure we not have the strength and power to go out there and preach the gospel.
我们就没有能力，也无法有力量出去外面传道。
But one way for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we must stay in Jerusalem.
要得到圣灵的唯一的方法，就必须要留在耶路撒冷。
This means our heart must be filled with the Word of God.
也就是说，我们的心里面要有神的话语。
And our heart must be in the true church of God.
那么我们的心必须要跟教会连在一起。
Because we're the true church of God, where God abides with us.
因为在教会里面，神就与我们同在。
But look at the disciple during this time.
我们看一下在那个时候的。
In chapter 1, verse 6, they say, "Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?'"
当他们聚集的时候，在第六节问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
They followed Jesus over 3 years.
他们跟随耶稣基督有三年之久。
And all this time, they still cannot understand the will of Jesus.
他们的内心对主耶稣基督这个还是不很充分的了解。
Why? Because they keep thinking that Jesus is going to come and restore the physical Israel.
他们一直以为主耶稣基督要在地上复兴以色列国。
That's why they ask.Are you at this time will restore the kingdom of Israel?
所以他们才会这样子问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
But what happened when after they received the Holy Spirit?
可是当他们得到圣灵以后又怎么样呢？
Because the day of the Pentecost is when our Lord Jesus Christ restored His kingdom.
那么就是五旬节，也就是主耶稣基督复兴以色列国的时候。
Of course, His kingdom is the church.
他的这个国就是教会。
So when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they knew exactly what they need to do because they knew the will of God.
他们得到圣灵以后，就知道如何进行，也知道神的旨意。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以对我们每一个人来说
，If we do not continue to pray and be filled with the Spirit of God,
我们如果不断的祷告，我们要不断祷告，被圣灵充满。
Then we'll be just like these disciples.
我们如果不这样做的话，就好像门徒一样
，Just gazing up into heaven.
只是会站着望天
，and doing nothing that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do.
那么。却不照着主耶稣基督吩咐我们去行的。
But in verse 8 is so important.
那么，所以第八节非常的重要。
When we want to receive power, we must receive the Holy Spirit.
我们要得着能力，就必须要有圣灵的同在。
If we want to be filled with power, we must fill with the Spirit of God.
所以我们要得着能力，就必须要被圣灵所充满。
And only then, when we go out, we will preach the gospel to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
也只有这样子，我们才能够从耶路撒冷到犹太全地，直至撒玛利亚。最后到地极。
That's why starting from chapter 2 all the way to chapter 28, the disciples have one thing in mind, that is to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
所以从第二章一直到二十八章，门徒只有一个意念，一个信念，就是要传福音。
This is also the task for every single one of us.
同样的，这对我们每个人来讲都是 都是我们的工作的目标。
We can see in the book of Acts from the beginning, the 120 disciples praying in upper room.
从开始我们看到120个门徒聚集在耶路撒冷祷告。
Then the 11 disciples with Peter stood up and preached the gospel.
那五旬节那一天，彼得和十一个门徒站起来传讲道理。
But in Acts chapter 28.
那么直到使徒行传二十八章
There's only one old man in a rented house.
只有保罗一个人在罗马租房子住。
Of course, that was Paul.
那就是保罗。
Paul was the only one during the time just in a rented house and trying to preach the gospel.
只有保罗在所租的房子里放胆来讲道。
And then after that, there's nothing else we could after that.
那么在这以后圣经上就没有别的记
载。What was Paul waiting for?
那么保罗所等待的是什么呢
？Paul is waiting for every single one of us.
保罗期待我们每一个人。
We must want to continue to preach the gospel.
我们也要继续的来传扬福音。
And only then that Jesus Christ will come again.
也只有这样子，最后主耶稣基督才会再临。
So now by chapter 6 in Book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传第六章
，The gospel is preached to Jerusalem and Judea.
那福音传到撒玛利亚，从耶路撒冷传到撒玛利亚。
But during this time, the disciple did not go anywhere else to preach. The disciple did not go anywhere else beyond those two places to preach.
他们没有到这些地，到别的地方去传道、传福音。
And then in chapter 7,
可是在第七章
，Stephen was executed.
那么史蒂凡被石头打死。
And that's the time the disciple was began to be persecuted by other people.
那么门徒开始受到逼迫。
And that's the time that they went out to preach the gospel everywhere else.
也就从这个时候开始起，他们出去传道理。
Let's go to Acts chapter 8.
我们看使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostle.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And then verse 4.
第四节。
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
那些分散的人往各处去传道。
You can see that during this time, the disciples also did not follow.The will of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这时候，他们没有照着耶稣的旨意。
Because they were so comfortable staying in Jerusalem and Judea.
他们那么就聚集在这个撒玛利亚和犹太。
But from the beginning, Jesus told me you must go and preach all the way to the end of the world.
可是耶稣在开始就告诉他们说，你们要出去传扬福音。
So this time, God allowed Stephen to be stoned to death.
所以在这个时候，这个让这个史提凡被石头打死。
Then God allowed the disciple to be persecuted.
那么神也允许这个门徒使门徒受到逼迫。
And this is the only time that verse 4 said therefore, right? This means therefore after the persecution.
所以在受到逼迫以后
，those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
那些分散的人就往各处去传道。
For us, we should not wait until this time.
所以我们不应该只是坐着在等待。
If we don't go out and preach the gospel,
我们如果不出去传扬福音
，Our Lord Jesus Christ will make us go out and preach the gospel.
那么主耶稣基督会想办法要我们出去。
Of course, sometimes it cannot be very pleasant.
有时候这样的经历是这个很不这个愉快的。
We should not wait until we go through under a lot of trial and tribulation.
所以我们不需要，我们不要等待，我们不要一直等着，直到受到了这种受到了这个试炼以后才开始出去工作。
We should not wait until a church being persecuted before we go out and preach the gospel.
我们不要等到教会受到逼迫以后才开始出去传福音。
Just like in the time of the disciple.
就好像在使徒的时代。
God told them you must go and preach all the way to the end of the earth.
主耶稣基督吩咐他们要从耶路撒冷一直是到地极来传做见证。
But they just so comfortable stay in Jerusalem.
那么他们因为在耶路撒冷过着很舒服的日子。
So just like for every single one of us.
这正如今天我们所处的环境也是一样。
God bless us abundantly.
那么神对我们有很多的祝福。
And we really have the blessing from God to be able to come to worship God every single time.
我们每一次都有机会能够来聚会来这个听讲道理是很大的祝福。
But we have to remember.
但是我们需要但是我们不要忘了。
There's so many people in the world.
那么在世上还有很多的人。
Just like the lame man, we have studied one another this morning.
就好像我们经常读到的这个瘸子。
He's laying at the gate of the beautiful temple.
那么他在美门的门口 那么一直在等着。
There's many people also waiting for us to bring them to this beautiful temple.
今天有很多人也是像这个瘸子一样，希望我们把他带到圣殿里面来。
So during this time, you can see in chapter 8, verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
第五节说，腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
We know the Samaritan, they are half Jews and half Gentiles.
我们知道在撒玛利亚地方有犹太人，也有外邦人。
And we know the Jews have no dealing with the Gentiles.
那么这个犹太人跟外邦人是没有来往的。
Even though they are Samaritans,
虽然他们是撒玛利亚人。
But during this time, you can see Philip went there to preach this gospel.
所以腓力要到撒玛利亚去传福音。
And then in verse 6,
第六节
said, and the multitude with one accord heed the things spoken by Philip.
众人听见了，又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意的听从他的话。
So these people not only heed the word that spoke by Philip.
那么他们这人不但是听腓力所说的
，They also hearing and seeing the miracles, which he did.
也看见他所行的神迹。
Then in verse 7,
第七节
，For unclean spirit crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed.
因为许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。
And because of this, and there was great joy in the city.
在那城里。因为如此，就大有欢喜。
You can see for sure that God was with Philip.
我们很清楚看到，那么神主与腓力同在。
Because everything they spoke, people listened to him.
不论他们所传扬的道，他们所传扬的每一句话，别人都听，都接受。
Not only that he proved it by miracles and signs.
不但是口传，而且用神迹证明所传的道。
And many evil spirits came out of the people.
那么有很多的这个有许多人的这个被污鬼附着的，那么鬼就从身上出来。
Those who were paralyzed.
那些瘫痪的。
Those who were lame.
瘸腿的。
They were healed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
都被主耶稣基督医治了。
So because of this, the whole city was filled with joy.
因为如此，那么这个城里面就大有欢喜。
You can see that Philip was filled with the Spirit of God.
我们可以看到腓力是被神的灵所
And because this, when he speak, he cut people's heart.
因为他如此的行，他所说的，因为他有这样的能力，他说的话就能够扎入人的心。
And he be able to perform many miracles and signs.
他也能行了很多的神迹奇事。
So the spirit that's in Philip is also the spirit inside of us.
同样的，腓力所在腓力身上的灵，也是在我们身上的灵。
We should also be able to perform these great miracles.
我们也要我们也能像腓力一样行神迹奇事。
But sometimes because we are so comfortable with our lives.
有时候我们对这生活的因为我们过得非常安逸的生活
It's difficult for us to pursue and be filled with the Spirit of God
所以我们就很不容易去追求圣灵的充满
So that's why when I went to Africa
这就是为什么我去非洲的时候
I can see really the Spirit of God work mightily over there
我们可以看到神的工作在那边非常大有能力的彰显
Even though most of our members they are farmers
虽然大部分的信徒都是农人
And many of them cannot read the Word of God
有很多人是文盲没办法读圣经
But their faith is very pure
但是他们的信心是非常的单纯
And it's very simple
也是非常的单纯信心
because of this really a miracle sign follow them
因为他们单纯的信心所以神迹奇事就随着他们
one time our members you see they are farmers so they work when the sunrise
那么他们的大部分信徒都是日出而作
but almost every single night they come for midnight prayer
他们都在晚上就半夜的时候到教会来祷告
this means from 12 o'clock midnight
所以从午夜十二点
，until sunrise，
一直到日出
，they would get together to pray to God。
他们聚集在一起祷告。
And one time they were praying。
有一次当他们祷告的时候
，and two police officers was walking by our church。
那么有两个这个警察路过这个教会。
And these two police officers saw our church was on fire。
他们看到这个教会好像被火烧着一样。
And that time the two police officers tried to go there and tried to see what's going on.
他们就进去看看发生什么事情。
But for some reason they can never reach our church.
但是他们不晓得什么原因，他们没办法就近教会。
So the next morning,
第二天早上
he saw one of our workers.
他看了我们教会的一个工人。
And he asked one of our workers, "Are you guys okay?"
他问我们其中一个工人说，你们还好吗
？Because last night we saw your church was on fire.
他说，因为昨天晚上我们看到你们的教会着火了。
And the worker said.
那个门徒，这个工人告我们教会的工人告诉他。
No, last night we were praying.
他说我们昨天晚上，昨天晚上我们在祷告。
And he said you must saw the spirit of God burning inside of us.
因为你所看见的是神的灵在里面像火一样的燃烧。
This worker knows.
这些工人对道理很清楚。
When the Gentiles saw that the fire was burning church because of their prayer.
那么这甚至外邦人看到教会像火在燃烧一样，正是因为他们的热切祷告。
Just like in Ghana.
就好在正如在加纳
there's a lot of witchcraft
有很多的这个行邪术的。
It's like, for example, voodoo and stuff is very.
所以里面有这些行这个邪术交鬼的事情。
So there's a lot of witchcraft in that area.
所以在那个区域里面有很多这邪灵的工作。
Many of our work is filled with the Spirit of God.
所以每个个人都被圣灵所充满。
One time during a midnight prayer.
有一天晚上也是在午夜的祷告。
And you know, usually they just light candles during the time they pray.
他们在祷告的时候是点蜡烛。
And as one of the members opened her eyes while praying, she saw a big cobra in the middle of them.
Big
cobra, snake.
Oh, 是有一个信徒在祷告的时候眼睛张开，就看见有一个很大的眼镜蛇。
And they know this cobra is not normal cobra.
他们知道这个眼镜蛇不是普通眼镜蛇。
They must be sent by one of the witchcraft.
是这个巫师巫师送来的一条蛇。
Because this cobra also came with black ants, right? Black ants.
Ants, mice. Ants.
And you see, when they talk about witchcraft, the cobra and ants always come out together. So the time our members were not scared.
但是我们的门徒不，信徒不害怕。
So they pray even harder.
他们就更加迫切地祷告。
And they reported and say, when they prayed, fire came from heaven and killed the cobra right in front of them.
他们因为很热切地祷告，所以天上降下火来，把这个眼镜蛇跟蚂蚁都烧掉了。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的力量。
Just like one time, one of our workers.
就好像有一个童工。
He went to preach one of the guys, and he's a witchcraft doctor.
他像一个这个巫医哈，来传道理。
Because during this time, the sister of a church, asked him to go preach this guy.
那教会有一个姐妹要我们这个工人向这个巫师啊，这个巫医啊来传道理。
But this guy was very well known.
这个人很出名的人。
That his witchcraft is very powerful.
那么他的这个因为这个巫医啊，这个巫师啊，那么他的这个很有能力。
So of course, this worker he was a little bit afraid.
那么这个所以我们工人有一点恐惧。
But he knew the Holy Spirit's with him.
他知道圣灵与他同在。
So when he went to that man's house,
所以他就去这个人的家里。
And tried to speak the gospel to him.
要跟他传福音。
And that man took out an axe.
那个人就拿一个斧头出来。
And threw at our brother.
就丢向我们的这个工人。
And the worker reported to me.
那么这个工人向我来报告。
He said, as the axe coming toward him,
当看到这个斧头向他劈过来的时候，
for some reason, he began to see it very slowly, like the axe coming toward him.
他觉得这个斧头就是很慢啊，就是这个甩得很慢。
And then he said, the name of Jesus Christ.
他就说奉耶稣圣名。
And the axe just stopped before him.
那么这个斧头就在他的前面停下来。
And said, the name of Jesus Christ.
他再说奉耶稣圣名。
Then the axe turned around.
那么这个斧头就转弯了。
And he knows deep down inside his heart.
他知道在他的内心。
If he say the name of Jesus Christ one more time, the axe is going to go toward that man.
如果他再说一次奉耶稣圣名，这个斧头就会向那巫师劈回去。
But he did not say the third time the name of Jesus Christ.
他没有第三次讲奉耶稣圣名。
So really, the power is inside of us.
我们可以看到在他心里的这个灵的
存在。So that's why Philip he preached with such power.
所以腓力用这样的能力来传福音。
And the unclean spirit crying with a loud voice came out of many people.
所以那些鬼大声呼叫就从他们身上出来。
Why?
为什么？
We know Philip was filled with the Spirit of God.
我们知道腓力是被圣灵所充满。
Just like on chapter 8 verse 26.
就好像在第八章二十六节这么说的。
Acts chapter 8 verse 26.
第八章二十六节。
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go to the south along the roadside, goes down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert."
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加沙的路上去，那路是旷野。
How do we know that he filled with the Spirit of God?
我们怎么知道腓力被圣的灵所充满
？Because that time God sent an angel and spoke to Philip.
因为主派一个使者对他来说。
So that's why Philip knows exactly what to do.
所以腓力知道他当如何去行。
So when the angel spoke to Philip and he said, "Arise and go toward the south along the road of Gaza."
所以当主的使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷向下加沙的路上去。”
Look at verse 27.
我们看二十七节。
So he arose and went.
腓力就起身去了。
This is very important.
对我们来说非常的重要。
So nowadays, sometimes we cannot see the will of God very clearly.
有时候我们没有这么清楚看到神的旨意。
Because we are not filled with the Spirit of God.
因为我们没有被神的灵所充满。
And we do not hear the voice of God that's speaking to us.
我们就没有办法听到神向我们启示的声音。
And how can we arise and go where God will want us to go?
我们又如何能够起来照着神所指示我们去做呢？
So that's why it's so important.
所以对我们来说很重要的一件事。
For us to be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们必须要被圣灵所充满。
So when God speak to us,
所以当主向我们说话的时候，
then Philip arose and went.
就好像腓力一样，他就起身去了。
Look at verse 29.
我们看二十九节。
Then the Spirit said to Philip.
那么这是圣灵对腓力说。
You can see the Spirit of God and Philip; they are one.
我们看见主的灵跟腓力是在一起，是一体的，是在一起。
And the Spirit of God speak to Philip just like a close friend.
圣灵主向腓力说话，就好像朋友面对面说话一样。
So when the Spirit said to Philip, then go near and overtake the chariot, then Philip arose and he went.
所以圣灵要这个腓力下加沙的路上去，腓力就起身去了。
How wonderful this is!
这是多么美妙的、奇妙的一件事情。
Look at verse 38.
我们看二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 38.
第八章的二十八节。
So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Verse 39.
三十节。
Now when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
我们看到这边说，那么他们就去接受这个洗礼，洗礼完了以后，那么圣灵就把腓力提去了。
We know that the eunuch is a very powerful person.
我们知道腓力是一个有能力的人。
For sure, the chariot that he was riding on must be very fast.
那么他所做的事情也是要非常的敏捷。
But Philip be able to run right next to the chariot.
所以腓力必须要跑得快，才能够就近那个太监的车。
And speaking to the eunuch.
那么跟这个太监说。
This means the power of the Holy Spirit was inside of him.
我们知道神的灵与他同在。
And the minute he baptized the eunuch.
当他为这个太监施洗的时候
，And then the Holy Spirit just took him out of the water, right?
那么圣灵把他们从水里下来，主的灵把他提了。
Then he was gone.
那么他就不见了。
How wonderful this is!
这是多么奇妙一件事情。
This is what it means to be filled with the Spirit of God.
也就是说，这个人一定是被圣灵所充满。
Because God tells us that if we fill with His Spirit, we're filled with His power.
那么圣灵跟他同在，那么神的能力也与他同在。
In other words, if we're not filled with His Spirit, we're not filled with His power.
反过来说，我们如果没有被圣灵所充满的话，神的力量也不与我们同在。
Just like Philip.
就正如腓力一样。
The reason he was so powerful.
为什么他有那么有能力？
Because he can hear the voice of God speaking to him.
他能够听见神对他所启示的话。
Tell him to do exactly what God wants him to do.
能够遵照神叫他所行的。
Let's go to Book of Revelation.
我们看启示录。
Book of Revelation.
启示录。
Chapter
2. 第二章。
The Book of Revelation, Chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Chapter 2, Verse 7.
第二章第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 11.
十一节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵向教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
第十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章的第六节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And then verse 22.
二十二节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So we read all about these seven churches in the book of Revelation.
我们在启示录所读到的七个教会。
So God tell them the positive point.
神很正面的跟他们讲这些。
And their weaknesses.
有关于这个见证。
And what they need to do about it.
他们需要所行的。
But they always conclude, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
可这些书信的结论里面都是说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So in other words.
所以从有另外一个角度来说，
If we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
我们如果不被圣灵所充满的话，
we cannot hear what the Spirit tells us to do.
也就是说，我们如果没有被圣灵充满的话，也就不能照着神所指示的话去做。
So that's why in the book of Revelation,
所以在启示录里面，
even though the Spirit is spoken to them,
虽然圣灵向他们说话，
but if they're not filled with the Spirit of God,
如果他们不被神的灵所充满的话，
then how can they hear what the Spirit say to them?
他们如何能够听到圣灵向他们所说的呢？
Just like for us nowadays,
同样的，对我们来说，
God is waiting for us.
神在等待我们。
We must cultivate ourselves.
我们必须要灵。
We must root ourselves in the Word of God.
我们必须要把神的被神的话所充满。
We must fill ourselves with the Spirit of God.
我们要被神的灵所充满。
Then we can hear very clearly what is the will of God.
我们才能很清楚地听到圣灵神的旨意。
Let's go to Book of Acts. Go back to Book of Acts, Chapter 8.
我们看回《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts Chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
We can see Philip for sure. He was a man of God.
我们再一次来学习这个腓力。也是的确是神人
because he can hear the voice of God speak to him very clearly, very plainly.
因为他能够听到神对他所说的话
So that's why in chapter 8, verse 9,
第八章第九节
Chapter 8 verse 9
使徒行传第八章第九节
But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria
有一个人名叫西门向来在那城里行邪术妄自尊大使撒玛利亚的百姓惊奇
So verse 4 to verse 8 talk about the power of God
第四节到第八节提到神的能力
Be able to heal many people
可以医治很多的人
But here in verse 9 talk about there's another power
在这里面提到神的另外的一个能力
This is the power from the evil one
提到另外一种能力就是 邪术
Because Simon he previously was practiced sorcery
因为西门这个人过去是行邪术的
And because of sorcery and he astonished many people
那么他就妄自尊大使这个百姓惊奇
And of course many people listened to him Why? Because of the evil spirit that's inside of him
无论大小都听从他因为他有这个邪灵 的同在
That's why in verse 10
所以在第十节
To whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest saying this man is the great power of God
无论大小都听从他说这人就是那称为神的大能者
So many people thought that he was you know, have this power from God
很多人误以为他有神的能力
But we know he's a sorcerer
我们知道他是一个行邪术的人是
个巫师 And why did they believe in him?
为什么别人相信他呢
That is in verse 11
十一节
And they heed him because he had astonished them with his sorcery for a long time
他们听从他因他久用邪术使他们惊奇
What happened if Philip was not filled with the Spirit of God?
如果腓力没有被圣灵神的灵所充满的话
How can he overcome such a great power?
那他如何能够战胜这样的能力
All these people that were bewitched
他们这些人都是受到邪灵都被邪灵所充满
They heed the word of Simon
他们听从撒旦的话
Because he had bewitched them he had bewitched them for many years
因为这个人对他们行邪术已经多年了
So that's why for us when we go out and preach the gospel
所以同样当我们出去传福音的时候
Everybody in this world are controlled by Satan
那么世人都被撒旦所控制
And for many years they listened to the wrong things that would not lead them to salvation
他们很多年所听从都是错误的道理是不能带领他们到永生的这个道理上
But if you don't have the power from God
如果我们没有从神
Then how can these people come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
这些人如何能够来信主呢
We know this power is always going to work against us.
他们就会跟我们来作对。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以对我们每个人来说
We must be just like Philip.
我们就要像腓力一样
Filled with the Spirit of God.
被神的灵所充满。
You know, when I was in Africa,
当我在非洲的时候
Some true seeker come to our church.
有些慕道者来到教会。
Because many of them were bewitched by, you know, witchcraft doctors.
他们都被这个巫师行过邪术。
I remember one time me and the other pastor went to the church early.
有时候我们去一个很早去一个教会。
And there's a lady sit right at the windows of our church.
那么有一个女人坐在这个教会的窗口。
But when we look at her,
我们当我们看见她的时候
，for some reason her eyes were evil.
她的眼睛看起来非常的邪。
And you know you feel with you know your spirit feel really that this woman is not in her right mind.
我们知道这个女人很不正常。
Then later on we found out.
后来我们发现到
that this sister used to be a church members.
她的这个 her sister, right?
No. This sister, she used to be a church member. The sister, yeah.
那么坐在这个窗看着窗户的女人，过去是我们教会的信徒。
But because she has sinned against God.
因为她得罪了神。
And because of this, many witch doctor bewitched her.
那么这些巫师又对她行邪术。
And she keep continue to go against our church.
所以她就开始反对教会。
And many of our members afraid of her.
那么我们教会很多人都对她很害怕。
Because her power was great.
因为她的能力很大。
But many members also are not afraid of her.
但是也有很多信徒不害怕她。
Because they know they have the power of God.
因为他们有神的能力。
So because of this, they continue to preach the gospel.
所以也就是如此，他们能够继续传福音。
And for this woman who possessed by evil spirit, she cannot do anything.
那么这个被邪灵所充满的女人就不能做什么事情。
So one time when a true seeker come to our church,
所以有一次有个慕道者来到教会。
He's doing a spiritual convocation.
这是在灵恩会的时候。
And she was blind for almost 7 years.
那他已经这个慕道者已经是他已经瞎了七年。
And they prayed for her.
他们向为他祷告。
For 3 days after they prayed, and her eyes were opened by God.
那么，在为她祷告三天以后，那么她就她的这个眼睛就复原了。
For sure, this true seeker went to many witchcraft doctors.
我们很确定这个瞎子一定是看了很多的巫医。
But her eyes were never opened.
可她的眼睛却无法得医治。
But when they come to our church,
可是她来到我们教会以
后，After 3 days of praying,
在经过三天的祷告以
后，God opened her eyes.
神开了她的眼睛。
This is the power that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们从主耶稣基督那边来得到的能力。
But many people nowadays,
今天有很多人
，So don't think that evil spirit have no power.
不要以为说 说邪灵是没有能力的。
They also are very powerful.
邪灵是很有能力的。
If go against those who do not have the Spirit of God.
那么他会跟那些有圣灵的人来作对。
I remember one time I was working with a client.
有次我跟一个客户，
Actually,
一个病人。
This guy can tell the future.
这个人能够讲预言。
He can predict things that are going to happen to people.
他能够从就是说替别人来说预言。
And many people go to him for help.
很多人去找他帮助。
And he doesn't even charge them money.
他甚至不收钱。
Because for him, he said this gift is come from God.
他以为他这样的能力是从这样的恩赐是从神来的。
Because of this, he predict people's future for free.
所以因为这样子，他对别人他免费替别人说预言。
I remember when I was seeing him.
有一次当我 看见这个人的时候
This man, he cannot look at me in the eye.
这个人却不敢面对我
Of course, even though we diagnose him as schizophrenia and major depression.
那么他觉得这个人有他得到某种的压力
But for me, I know they have the evil spirit inside of
him. 我知道他的内心里面是有这个邪灵
Because every time we talk, he just look at the wall, he never look at me.
每次我跟他在约谈的时候他不敢正面对着我只是看墙壁
And one time he told me,
有一次这个病人告诉我
He had a dream last night.
有一次告诉我说他前天晚上做了一个梦。
And his dream, one of the guys in jail will get out this time, this date, and this year.
有一个人在某年某月某日就会出狱。
It's amazing because the guy he's talking about is my brother.
这个他所讲到的人很奇妙的。
My older brother.
是我的哥哥。
But he did not know that he was my older brother.
他并不知道那个人是我的哥哥。
But during that time, when after he spoke, and then time passed,My brother came out of jail exactly the same time, the same day, the same year as he predicted.
他讲完这句话以后，我的哥哥的确是在那一天出狱的。
So that's why evil spirits are very powerful.
所以我们知道邪灵也是很有能力的。
Don't think people follow those kind of evil spirits for no reason at all.
我们不要以为说那些追求邪灵、追求邪术的人是没有原因的。
And that same person that I'm talking about, right?
这边就讲的是同样一个人。
Because he's quite chubby.
他这人很 chubby, 很胖。
And one time.You know, the police have to get him up the tree.
有一次人家警察要把他从树上救下来。
Because at night time,
因为在晚上
his uncle came, you know, he had a vision that uncle came to talk to him.
他看到一个异象说他的叔叔来找他。
And told him that there's a lot of money up on the tree.
跟他说这个树上有很多钱。
It's impossible for this man to climb up this tree.
这个人是没办法爬到树上去的。
Even a normal person cannot climb up this tree.
甚至一个正常的人就也不要爬到树上去。
But this man was chubby.
可是这个人很胖
and he climbed all the way up to the top of the tree.
他就能够一下子就爬到树上去了。
Then when he woke up,
可是他醒过来的时候
he was so high up in the tree, he was so scared to come down.
那么树很高，他就不敢下来。
That's why the fire truck and the firemen had to go there and try to get him off the tree.
所以救火员就必须要把他从树上救下来。
So he experienced many, many evil spirits for himself.
他经历了很多这种邪灵的事情。
And we know he really had power from the evil one.
我们知道他是从恶者那边得到能力。
Nowadays, even though in America,
甚至在今天在美国。
Maybe we don't see evil spirit in people.
也许我们没有注意到邪灵在人身上的工作。
But when people are spending every day, right, 5 hours, 6 hours in front of TV.
但是如果人每天花上几个钟头在电视机的前面。
We know for sure they're controlled by external force.
我们知道他是被一种外在的能力所控制。
And so many people spend so much time watching pornographic.
那么今天有很多人看那种黄色的东西。
And we know these things are very evil.
这些东西都是很邪恶的。
And we know they're controlled by Satan.
他们是被撒旦所控制。
But even though some of our members,
甚至有一些信徒
we fall into the same exact trap.
那么就陷入了这个魔鬼的网络里
面去。Why? Because we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
那他就是因为他们没有被神的灵所充满。
And this evil spirit come and try to astonish, try to deceive us the way of salvation.
那么神邪灵会来欺骗我们，使我们离开这个福音的道路。
Yes, even though these people heed the word of Simon.
这些人听了这个叫西门的
话。But look at in verse 12.
我们看十二节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 12.
我们看《使徒行传》第二八章十二节。
But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
即使他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女都受了洗。
Then verse 13, even Simon himself came to believe and were baptized.
那么西门自己也信了，既受了洗。
Because during that time he came to understand the true power of God.
那么在那个时候，他听到了，也了解到了真正的能力。
Because Philip was filled with the Spirit of God.
因为腓力被圣灵所充满。
So because of this, people came to believe, not only people, but also Simon.
那么所以当时人们接受了这个道理，接受洗礼，连西门自己也信了。
This is the kind of power we must manifest inside of us.
所以就是这就是为什么我们要在我们的内心所当彰显的能力。
That's why when Jesus told Paul,
所以当主耶稣基督跟保罗说的时候
that Paul is a chosen vessel of him.
那么保罗是主耶稣基督所拣选的器皿
He must go and turn people from darkness to light.
他要把人从黑暗中带到光明里面
From the hand of Satan to the hand of God.
要从撒旦的手把
To eternal condemnation to eternal life.
要把他们从这灭亡带到永生的道路上
If Paul were not filled with the Spirit of God,
如果保罗没有被圣灵所充满的话
How can he perform all these great miracles?
他如果能行这样大的神迹呢
Is it easy to turn people from the darkness to light? Of course.
如何能够把人从黑暗转向光明呢
Is it easy to turn people from the hand of Satan to the power of God?
又如何能够把人从撒旦的手里那么夺回而放到神的手里呢
That's why we must be filled with the Spirit of God.
这就是为什么我们要被神的灵所充满
And you can see Philip, for sure, he was gifted in evangelism.
我们可以看见那个腓力具有这样的能力
But look at verse 14.
我们看第十四节
Chapter 8, verse 14.
第八章十四节
Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. Verse 15.
15节
Who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16.
16节
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, that had only been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 17.
17节
Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以14节，使徒在路上听见撒玛利亚人领受神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉了主耶稣的名受了洗。于是使徒按住他们身上，他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
It's interesting.
这是一件非常有趣的事情。
Even though Philip was so gifted in evangelism,
那么虽然腓力有那么大的能力来传福音
，but those who were baptized did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那些人接受了洗礼，却没有得到圣灵。
And Philip knows he cannot do everything himself.
所以腓力也知道这。所有的工作不是他一个人能够去做。
That's why they sent Peter and John to go to Samaria.
所以就请彼得跟约翰到他们那里去。
We know for every single one of us.
对我们每个人来说。
It doesn't matter how gifted we are.
不管我们的恩赐有多大。
We cannot do everything ourselves.
我们很多工作不是我们一个人可以去做的。
Just like Peter when he stood up to speak the sermon.
就好像彼得站起来讲道。
The 11 stood behind him.
那么十一个人站在他们后面。
This means they are working together.
也就是说他们是同工。
Just like here, even though Philip was so gifted.In evangelism,
虽然腓力对传道有很大的恩赐
but no one received the Holy Spirit.
但是没有人受圣灵
until Peter and John came and went to Samaria.
直到彼得和约翰到撒玛利亚去的时候
That's why Philip Beale continued to be humble.
所以腓力才能够继续不断的谦卑
So the same thing for us.
对我们来说
It's interesting. Our brothers and sisters in Africa, they are quite gifted in evangelism.
那么在非洲的那些信徒，他们也是很有恩赐传道
And sometimes when we have a crusade,
有时候我们有这种旅行步道
There's hundreds of people come to listen to us.
那么甚至有几百人来听道理
And our brothers, they are so gifted in their preaching.
所以这些弟兄他们在传道的时候很有恩赐
But when people pray, they never receive the Holy Spirit.
可是他们祷告却没有人得到圣灵
It's so interesting.
这是也是非常有
趣的事情 And the only time that people receive the Holy Spirit when the missionaries go there and pray for them.
所以当这些传道人去的时候为他们祷告他们就得圣灵
Because God wants to teach our brothers and sisters in Africa to know that they are not independent from all the brothers and sisters in the world.
神要非洲的信徒以了解他们是不能够跟别人隔离的
The same thing in Hawaii
在檀香山也是一样
For many years no one ever received the Holy Spirit
在过去很多年里面没有人得圣灵
But the time that people receive the Holy Spirit when the visitor goes there to visit them
所以每次当有工人被派去的时候他们才有人得圣灵
I remember when they first came back to church
我记得他们刚刚回到教会的时候
I'm saying when they first came back to the GA
他们回到这个总会的时候
During that time over 20 people received the Holy Spirit
那么开始说有20人得圣灵
Before then most of the members don't even speak in tongue anymore
在那之前有很多人甚至都没有讲灵言
But during the time one of the deaconess
那么有一位女执事
had a vision
看到一个异象
There's seven lampstands.
有七盏灯台
And one of the lampstands is gone out.
那么有一个灯台已经没有，已经失去光明
了。Then God told this lampstand is Hawaii Church.
那么这个灯台指的就台
And that's why they came back to the GA.
所以为什么他又回到总会来
？So when we send workers there and pray for them, over 20 people receive the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们派工人去的时候，他们二十人得到圣灵。
Just like last year.
就好像去年。
17 people received the Holy Spirit.
十七个人得到圣灵。
Because we need to work together.
我们必须要大家必须要同工。
It doesn't matter how gifted we are.
不管我们的恩赐有多大。
God needs every single one of us to work in one accord.
主要我们每个人同心合意的在一起工作。
Just like here with Philip.
就好像这边啊，腓力所经历到的。
Yes, even though he was so gifted.
虽然他有那么大的那样子传福音的传道的恩赐。
Concerning evangelism.
啊，那么在这个布道的工作上。
But only when Peter and John went there.
可是也只有当彼得跟约翰去了以后。
That they received the Holy Spirit.
他们才得到圣灵。
And look what happened on verse 18.
我们看十八节。
And when Simon saw that through the laying of the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered the money.
西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒。
So we know that Simon is a new believer.
我们知道西门是初信的。
And he has this bad habit. It's pretty much he used to study witchcraft.
那么他过去的这些坏的习惯还没有丢掉。
And he always wanted to have this power inside of him.
他希望自己有这样的能力。
That's why when the apostle lay hands on the disciple, then they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他看到这个门徒。看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下。
And what did Peter say to him?
那么他也要拿钱给使徒。
Peter said in verse 20, "Your money perish with you."
彼得说：“你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。”
We know in Acts chapter 5.
我们知道在使徒行传第五章。
When Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit.
但亚拿尼亚和撒非勒欺骗欺哄圣灵。
Both of them dropped dead.
他们就马上死了。
Only because they lied to the Holy Spirit.
只是因为他们向这个圣灵，他们欺哄圣灵。
But here in chapter 8,
在这里的第八节。
So then it's time Peter gives Simon a chance.
那么彼得给彼得给西门一个机会。
Know that he's a new believer.
知道他是个初信的。
But Ananias and Sapphira, no, they already been in church for a while.
因为亚拿尼亚他们已经是老信徒了。
So because of this, they should know what's right and what's wrong already.
所以他们应该知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
But for Simon, it's different.
可对这个西门来说却不一样。
He still had this old habit.
因为他还有这些过去的这种
不好的习惯。But Peter was very straightforward with him.
彼得也很直接地跟他说
Say your money will perish with you.
你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。
Because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money.
因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。
Then verse 9, or verse 21.
第二十一节。
Then Peter continued to say to him.
彼得继续对他说
You have neither part nor portion in this matter.
你在这道上无份无关。
Then Peter said, because your heart is not right in the sight of God.
因为在神面前你的心不正。
Then Peter said, repent.Therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray to God, perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven.
你当懊悔你的罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可得赦免。
For me, this is a very important part of our beliefs.
对我们在我们信仰的生活中，这也是一个非常重要的这个教训。
Many times when we have new believer to a church,
我每次有这个新的信徒
，because we do not want to hurt their feelings.
我们不愿伤害他们的心灵。
When they do something wrong, we never tell them.Like it's the right thing to do.
他们做了错事情，我们也不愿意去更正他们。
The reason we do not do this because we're not filled with the Spirit of God.
我们为什么不能这样去做？因为我们的心没有被圣灵所充满。
Because of this, we feel, you know, to hurt their feelings, then rather bring them back to God.
我们就害怕说这样会伤害到他的，伤害到他，无法把他带到神的面前。
Just like Peter here this time.
但就可是这里面
，Hey, Simon is a new believer.
彼得知道说西门是个初信。
How can Peter say, "Repent, therefore, of your wickedness"? This is very harsh.
彼得要如何能够说得出口说你当懊悔你的罪恶
But then he said verse 23
在二十三节
For I see that you are poisoned with bitterness and bound by iniquity
我看出你正在苦胆之中被罪恶捆绑
So you can see Peter was very straightforward
我们知道彼得是一个非常直接的
He told him exactly what he needs to know
他教西门当如何去行
But sometimes we do not do this kind of thing
有时候我们却不敢这样去做
When a new believer comes to our church
当一个初信对一个初信的人
Because we don't want to hurt their feelings
我们不愿伤害他们的想法
So we always beat around the bush and do not tell them exactly what they need to do
我们却不能够很直接的很正面的教他们如何去做
Just like sometimes members say no, when we have true seeker don't pray as long
有时候我们会说，因为有慕道者在，说不要祷告这么长。
Why？
为什么
？When we have true seeker, we should pray even longer.
我们有慕道者来，我们更应该祷告久一点。
Because through the Spirit of God, God can move their hearts.
因为只有圣灵能够来感动他的心。
Just like when we have true seekers.
好，就正如我们有慕道者的时候。
Sometimes we should not preach, you know, that you know we are the salvation of God.
我们也不敢传这个得救的道理。
Why？
为什么？
We should preach this thing because this is the thing that's so special in our church.
因为这就是我们教会所特别的地方，跟别人不一样的地方。
Just like one time a new baptized member.
正如有一次有一位这个初信的信徒。
And I went to visit her at home.
我去访问她。
And she have a picture of Mary on her bureau in her bedroom.
在她的那个房间里面有玛利亚的这个照片。
Because she used to be from a Catholic church.
因为她过去是天主教的信徒。
Then I said. Why do you have this picture on your bureau?
我问她为什么你有这个玛利亚的像。
She said, "Oh, sometimes I just you know, pray and ask her to help me."
她说我有时候我也要向玛利亚祷告。
And for me, I just tell her very straightforward.
我很直接跟她讲。
Actually, if you do this, you worship an idols.
我跟她说，你如果这样做的话，你就跟拜偶像一样。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
We must worship in spirit and truth.
我们用心灵和诚实来拜
他。So you must get rid of this picture.
我们要把这些画像都除掉。
And that time, she was so upset.
她感到很难过。
Why was she upset?
为什么她难过呢？
See, I've been coming to church almost 1 year.
她来教会已经快一年了。
And many people come to my house.
很多人到她家里去。
And they never tell me that picture of Mary is wrong for me to have in my room.
她说人家来我家里面都没有告诉我说悬挂这个玛利亚像是错误的。
Why they didn't tell me these things?
为什么他们都不跟我这么说呢？
And that time, of course, I feel very sad.
我也感到很难过。
Because the reason we did not tell because, of course, she's Caucasian.
因为她是一个美国白人。
We are afraid to hurt her feelings.
我们不愿意伤害他的这个。
We are afraid that she might leave the church.
我们也担心他会因为如此就离开教会。
But instead of doing what is right,
可是我们必须要告诉他什么是对的。
We ourselves would never have the picture of Mary in our bedroom.
我们在我们自己的家里面房里面，我们都不挂玛利亚的像。
We ourselves would never worship Mary and pray and ask her to help us. Never.
我们从来没有需要向玛利亚做中保的祷告。
How can we allow the new believers to do such things?
那么我们为什么要允许一个初信的人如此执行呢？
Sometimes we need to be very straightforward.
所以我们有时候需要很直接的来
告诉。Sometimes being Asian, we are not so straightforward.
因为亚洲人有时比较说话比较含蓄。
But of course, we need to have a lot of wisdom.
所以我们需要很多的智慧。
We must do it with love.
我们要用爱心来行。
And compassion.
我们要用怜悯的心来行。
If we don't have this kind of stuff to be straightforward, it's very dangerous.
我们如果没有这样的心的话，不能够直接的把问题说出来的话，有时候会造成很多危险的。
Because a lot of new believers come to our church.
在教会里面有很多出现的。
They have a lot of bad habits.
他们有过去很不好的习惯。
Because they've been in the world for many years.
因为他们在世俗里面已经很久了。
For example, we go to Las Vegas.
比如说我们到拉斯维加去。
If a group of men go to Las Vegas, the first thing they do to go to a strip joint, right, to watch naked women.
他们有人到就是到他们这个到路上去看这个裸体的妇人。
If these people come to our church,
如果这些人到教会来
，and we're not straightforward with them,
我们如果不很直接跟他们讲
，even though they're baptized,
甚至他们接受洗礼
，the next time they go to Las Vegas.
他们到拉斯维加去
they would do exactly the same
他们还是这样去做
even gambling for example
比如说像赌博
we must be very straightforward
我们要很直接的去讲
gambling is wrong
那么赌博是错误的
because when we are gambling we are greedy
因为这个赌跟贪是有关系的
we must be very straightforward
我们需要很直接的去
讲 just like a sister
就好像有一位姐妹
She's from Taiwan.
她是从台湾来的
And she played mahjong for many, many years.
她打麻将打了很多年
And she also smoked cigarettes.
那她也抽烟
So before she came to our church,
所以她来我们教会之前
All her salary, every single week, she spent on gambling, playing mahjong.
她所赚的钱都是来这个，她赚的工资都是在打麻将
But then she came to our church.
后来她来到教会
And nobody ever mentioned her that playing mahjong and smoking cigarettes stuff is wrong.
没有人告诉她说打麻将跟抽烟是错的。
Even though she came to our church,
她甚至来到了我们教会。
But her faith never became strong.
那么她成为我们信徒以后，她的信心始终没有办法能够坚强起来。
One day, praise and thank God.
可是很感谢神。
Because there are times she have not come to church for a long time already.
那么她有一段长的时间没有来教会了。
So one of the visitors go to visit her.
她一定是后来有人去访问她。
And tell her gambling is wrong.
告诉她说赌博是错的。
Smoking is wrong.
抽烟也是错的。
As long as you continue to do these things, you can never be close to God.
你如果继续做这种事情的话，就没办法就不能够就近主。
Of course, in the beginning, maybe she's a little upset.
在开始的时候，也许她这个她感到很难过，不愿意听。
But praise and thank God.
可是很感谢神。
4 years later,
4年以后
his sister is very strong.
那么这个姐妹是很坚强。
No more playing mahjong.
她也不再打麻将。
No more smoking.
也不再抽烟。
Why? Because one person be able to have the confidence to tell her what's right and what's wrong.
因为有人去告诉她什么是对的，什么是错的。
Just like Peter here.
就好像彼得一样。
What happened if Peter did not rebuke Simon?
如果彼得没有责备西门的话
，then indirectly Peter did not love Simon.
也就是说，彼得对西门的爱不够。
Because what Simon was doing is wrong. It's not according to God's will.
因为西门所做的事情是不合神的旨意。
Yes, even though Peter said something very mean to him.
也许彼得所说的话很直接、很重。
But what did Simon say?
彼得怎么？西门怎么说呢
？Verse 24.
24节。
Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of these things which I have spoken may come upon me."
愿你们为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。
This is the power of God.
这就是神的能力的结果。
Even though Peter spoke very harshly to Simon,
虽然彼得对这个西门所说的话似乎很重
，Simon woke up.
但是西门醒过来了。
He said to Peter,
所以他就对彼得说
Please pray to the Lord for me.
那么愿你们为我求主。
That none of these things will come upon me.
叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。
We know during the time Simon, he repented before the Lord.
也就是说西门在神的面前悔改。
And then in verse 25.
25节。
So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans.
使徒既证明主道而且传讲就回耶路撒冷去一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄传扬福音。
How wonderful this is.
这是个多么奇妙的事
情。For the gospel to preach in Samaria was not easy.
在撒玛利亚传道理本来是不容易的。
Because the Jew have no dealing with the Samaritan.
因为犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
So because of this, God caused persecution came upon them.
所以因为后来这个主允许这个逼迫的事情，他们才分散到各地传道理。
So Philip, the man of God.
那么腓力是神人。
God used him to go to Samaria.
那么神利用他去传福音。
God spoke to him.
神跟他说话。
God said to him.
那么神吩咐他。
Because of this, he heard the will of God very clearly.
所以他对神的旨意感到非常的清楚。
So when he go there and preach, they heed his word.
所以他们去传福音的时候，别人听他
说的。Those who possessed by evil spirit came out of them.
那些被邪灵所充满的人，那么得到了释放。
Those who were paralyzed and lame, they were healed.
那么瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。
But even then.
除此以外
he needs his co-worker to come to work with him.
纵使是如此他还需要同工
So they sent Peter and John.
他们就打发彼得跟约翰去
And through them, those who were baptized received the Holy Spirit.
接着他们那些受洗的人就得了圣灵
Then those who do not know what right to do, Peter rebuked them.
那些不知道什么是对跟错的事情彼得去责备他们
Then God continued to give them the strength to preach the gospel.
主继续给他们力量他们能够不断地去传福音
So nowadays we should do exactly the same thing.
所以今天我们也要像当时使徒时代一样
Be filled with the Spirit of God.
被神的灵所充满
So we can hear what the Spirit say to us.
我们才能够听到圣灵对我们的启示
So we also can arise and go and preach the gospel.
我们才能够起来去传福音
May God continue to help all of us.
愿主继续地帮助我们
And always give us a life to liveto glorify his name.
我们能够不断地过着荣耀主的生活。
Let's sing hymn 284.
请唱诗284首。
284.
284首。请坐。
We know many of our churches just like the church in the book of Revelation.
每个很多教会就好像在这个启示录里面所讲的。
We have our strength and we have our weaknesses.
我们有坚强有软弱的地方。
But the most important, we must be able to hear the Spirit of God.
很重要的是我们要能够听从圣灵的吩咐。
Because when we hear the Spirit of God, we know exactly what to do. That is according to God's will.
我们如果能听从圣灵的话，就知道神的旨意，我们也知道当如何去行。
But before we can hear the Spirit of God speaking to us, we must be filled with the Spirit of God.
在这之前，我们必须要被神的灵所充满。
If we're not filled with the Spirit of God, it's impossible to know and understand God's will.
我们如果没有被神的灵所充满的话，就没有办法知道神的旨意。
So this is the goal we must reach.
这就是我们所应该要追求的目的。
That every single one of us,
对我们每个人来说
we can be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们都可以被神的灵所充满。
Then God will speak to us directly. That is to do His will.
神才会直接向我们说话，才能够照着他的旨意去行。
Just like Philip.
就好像腓力一样
just like Stephen,
就好像
just like Peter,
就好像彼得
just like Paul,
就好像保罗
they're all filled with the Spirit of God,
他们都被神的灵所充满
then because of this, they go out and glorify the name of God.
也就这样子他们才能够出去荣耀主的名
So let us rise up,
所以让我们集起来
and we pray to God,
我们向神来祷告
and ask God to open our heart,
求神开启我们的心窍
and fill us with His Spirit.
那么求神的灵充满我们的心内。
So when the Spirit speaks to us, we can hear it very clearly.
所以当圣灵向我们说话的时候，我们很清楚地听到他的指示。
So now we can kneel down and pray together.
让我们同心合意跪下祷告。
We continue to pray for the outreach and passing work in Northern California.
我们继续为那么北加州牧养跟宣道的工作祷告。
Please continue to pray for ourselves.
我们也为不断地为自己祷告。
And allow God to use us as a vessel.
求神。使我们能够成为他的器皿
to win many souls for Lord Jesus Christ.
能够得到更多的灵魂
Please kneel down and pray to God.
让我们同学一跪下祷告